Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's #1 job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Employers who are in the path of the total solar eclipse are not going to have a good day Monday.
Because employees are going to be wasting a lot of time watching the moon block out the sun.
We are estimating that employers are going to lose $694 million in lost productivity with wages paid to employees that are otherwise not doing their work during the solar eclipse.
Andrew Challenger is with the executive coaching firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. His company estimates workers will need about 20 minutes to gather their viewing equipment and go out and watch the solar event. But he says it'll be even more costly to morale if companies ban eclipse watching. He suggests helping workers figure out how best to view the event instead.
Thousands of demonstrators expected to protest a right-wing rally taking place in Boston tomorrow. The Boston Free Speech Rally, which had been organized by a coalition of libertarian and conservative groups, had been scheduled since July. But after violence in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend, interest in counter-protests have skyrocketed. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The online currency Bitcoin continuing to jump in value.
The digital currency closed above $4,500 for the first time ever on Thursday for a market valuation of about $74 billion. Bitcoin now has a higher market value than the tech stocks Netflix, PayPal, and Adobe, shipping giant FedEx, investment heavyweight BlackRock, and industrial powerhouse Caterpillar. Bitcoin is not a stock, but its growing market value shows the high level of interest in the digital currency.
In Maryland, the Supreme Court justice who authored the Dred Scott decision has their monument removed.
This time it was Maryland state workers removing that statue of Roger Taney from the State House grounds in Annapolis shortly after midnight. A small group of supporters applauding as Taney's statue was hauled away. Taney was a Maryland native and Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court who authored the 1857 Dred Scott decision, which upheld slavery. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says the time had come to stop glorifying the darkest chapters of our history. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump talking about terrorism on Twitter. He took to Twitter while at his golf resort in New Jersey, saying radical Islamic terrorism must be stopped by whatever means necessary. Trump went on to accuse Democrats of making security very difficult. He said the Democrats in Congress are nothing but obstructionists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Have a great show for you this week. We'll be talking about Bonnie and Clyde with Ben Mankiewicz, and we'll be speaking with Tom Jennings, the executive producer of a new documentary about Princess Diana as we approach the 20th anniversary of her passing. Strange news of the week. Nearly 20,000 gallons of milk were spoiled after a squirrel caused a fire at a cheese factory in Canada. I wish all the news were that pleasant, ladies and gentlemen. Emergency crews responded to a fire at Scardillo Cheese in Burnaby, British Columbia, Tuesday after a squirrel chewed through a piece of equipment. The flames damaged a main power line, causing the factory and 150 residents in the surrounding area to evacuate. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Turner Classic Movies, a favorite of us here on Now It's the News, is back in theaters later this month on August 13th and 16th with Bonnie and Clyde, a part of their big screen classics series presented in coordination with Fathom Events. For more information, you can go to fathomevents.com. Joining us to speak about it is Ben Mankiewicz. Ben, thanks for being here with us on Now It's the News.
Happy always to talk to you. Always fun.
So, Bonnie and Clyde, it sort of defines a certain 1970s genre. Even I believe it took place at the end of the 1960s, if I'm getting the dates correct. Why should millennials who are currently basking in the glow of their smartphones go and see this movie?
Well, I mean, the same reason that they should read A Catcher in the Rye.
Yes. Well, sometimes it's difficult to convince them, but I hear you.
Yeah, well, I got you, but nobody would ask the question of why they should read A Catcher in the Rye, right? It's implicit in the, you know, it's okay because it's a great story and it's important and it matters. And it's not going to stop mattering. And because we love big round numbers like, you know, 10 and 25 and 50, you know, inexplicably, but we do. Somehow we think 50 means more than 47. Yeah. Even it's just three more. you know, we love anniversaries and we love sort of, you know, to sort of mark time. And this is the beginning. This is one of the movies made in the most, if not the most important year in Hollywood history, one of the most important years in Hollywood history. 1967, beginning this remarkable 10-year, important and visionary 10-year run in movies, you know, of 67 through 76. And it's not like, you know, don't get me wrong, 77 and Star Wars was important too, but it was that began a different sort of era. If you care about movies, then you should see it. If you don't care about movies, well, then, you know, go ahead and, you know, Snapchat your friend and get on with your day.
Well, these are two, in Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, I mean, we're talking about two stars of an entire era. It might be an era that before some of our listeners were even born, but these are iconic figures for the next 10, 15, 20 years continue to be amazing stars. And this was kind of the first time they came out of the gate in just a stunning a performance. What should folks be looking
for? Bonnie and Clyde is a transformative movie. I mean, again, you know, anybody under the age of 30 who sees this movie is not going to drop their jaw at the violence in it. But again, the historical context matters. It's one of the valuable things that we do with the Fathom screening series is that we curate these movies and same as we do on the air, and we give you a little historical context. So again, if you care about movies, if you care about the history of American storytelling, then it should matter to you that when you see the violence in Bonnie and Clyde, that you recognize that this had not, we'd never seen this before, certainly not stylized in this way, which is why so many critics objected to it so vehemently at the time, some of whom literally changed their minds within days, weeks, or months. Now nearly everyone has changed their minds, and we also now recognize this movie as reflecting the violence that goes part and parcel with living here in America now. Bonnie and Clyde much closer to the real America than the safety, than the safety and the guarded approach that movies had for so many years that some critics at the time would have called, you know, tasteful and appropriate. But Bonnie and Clyde, the violence was authentic, and it was reflective of America. The message is reflective, of the era. I mean, this is a movie where the banks are the bad guys, and the heroes are gun-wielding bank robbers. And you're going to be rooting for them, and the cops are the bad guys. And while that is a very simplistic way to look at the world today, and certainly I don't want to suggest that police officers are bad guys, but the banking part, you know, that's going to be still relatable for a lot of young Americans.
In the 1930s, in the late 1960s and early 70s, and then again in the 2000s, it seems to be a repeated theme. We're speaking with Ben Mankiewicz of Turner Classic Movies about the 50th anniversary showing of Bonnie and Clyde. It's going to be in theaters on August 13th and 16th. For more information, you can go to fathomevents.com. This was also kind of the start, as near as I'm able to make out, of a sort of very interesting kind of retro phase in Hollywood, where they were hearkening back to the original classic era in the 1930s and 40s. And it didn't stop there, did it?
No, of course. Look, we love nostalgia in this country. We voted for it in 2017. And so, you know, some nostalgia is great. And then some nostalgia is dangerous. I mean, you know, we make progress for a reason. But no question. Look, and again, there was as the public sentiment started to turn against the Vietnam War in the late 60s, and admittedly, this comes out in 1967, you know, before the Tet Offensive, so there hadn't been the sea change of public turning against the war. It was still obviously an incredibly divisive issue. At the time, and you know, we were starting to not believe our government, and starting to challenge authority, and so making a movie in 1967 set in the Depression, when you know, for the overwhelming majority of Americans, there was a reasonable argument to be made that hey, government has failed us, they messed up, things have gone wrong. We're not working. If we are working, we're barely working. We're waiting in line to get food. We have no confidence that that tomorrow or next year is going to be better than today or this year. So that sort of idea, 35 years after the heart of the Depression, that we could make a movie that suggests that the establishment is wrong, and that we celebrate people who fight back against it. That made a lot of sense to make that movie in 1967 and to set it 35 years earlier.
Right, and certainly interesting given the intensive violence in this film relative to what came before, given what was going on across the ocean, perhaps a reflection of that. And while I will note, too, Ben, that I know you would never claim the title, I think it may be true in some respect that you, in fact, are playing a role in making Hollywood great again. So I will drop that in there.
Well, thanks. TCM is no question. I think TCM has played a valuable role in that.
But I know that you personally will not be wearing any red baseball caps to proclaim that.
No, I will not personally be wearing any red baseball caps.
Ben Mankiewicz with Turner Classic Movies. Please go to fathomevents.com for more information and tickets for the August 13th and August 16th screenings of the 50th anniversary showing of Bonnie and Clyde. Ben, as always, great talking with you. Thank you for joining the program.
Always good, Derek. Thanks.
Thanks.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the passing of Diana, Princess of Wales. And there are a number of different commemorations of that. One of them is going to be Diana, in her own words. It is a film that weaves archival footage and photography with rarely heard recordings. And it's a documentary that will premiere Monday, August 14th, 8-9 Central on National Geographic. With us is executive producer of that documentary, Tom Jennings. Tom, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Derek, thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So the way that I first found out about the passing of Princess Diana, I, of all things, happened to be in the U.S. and yet listening to the BBC World Service when the news first came across the line. How did you first find out?
Oh, I think, you know, I woke up in the morning and it was all over the news. You know, it happened late at night our time and late at night in Paris as well. But by the time I had found out about it, it was Sunday morning, and it was just one of those strange things that I remember. It must have been CNN, one of the news networks, that I just kept staring at it, right, not really able to process it. I was at home and turned on the TV to look at the morning shows, and there it was. And I remember just being shocked, like everybody else.
Yeah, it was a very strange time, and something completely unexpected. What you have here in this documentary is something that was unexpected at the time that it was recording. I don't think anybody really knew at that time that there was a crisis in her marriage with Prince Charles. Tell us about some of the interviews that you play in this, in Diana, in her own words.
You are correct. When she made these recordings in 1991, they were made with a friend of hers, a guy named Dr. James Colthurst, who was friends with a journalist in the UK named Andrew Morton. And Andrew Morton, with Diana's blessing, went on to write a very famous book called Diana, Her True Story, based on these recordings. And up until that point, no one really knew that this fairy tale marriage had so many problems, and not only so many problems with someone who had been married for 10 years, but problems that had started even before they were engaged, when she was 19 years old. She talked about how she had attempted suicide. She talked about how she had bulimia for many years during the marriage. She talked about Charles being someone who wasn't necessarily truly in love with her, that he was in love with someone else outside the marriage. And when the book came out, it was obviously a shock to, certainly in the UK, but around the world. And Andrew Morton, to his credit, he kept the source of this information private. As a, you know, he was doing due diligence as a journalist. He never said that, hey, it was Diana that told me all of this stuff. And that didn't come out until after she died in 1997. And bits and pieces of these tapes have been used once before, but certainly not in the volume that we have. Our film, there's no one else is interviewed. There's media reports from the time that she describes in these tapes. But it really is and I had to watch a lot of the Diana documentaries, both current and ones that have been made over the last 20 years, and you've never heard her just tell her story. And it's her narrating it, and then various media reports at the time, which show, hey, she was, you know, everyone thought she was so happy, and then she's describing the exact same thing and talking about how actually miserable she is.
We're speaking with Tom Jennings, executive producer of Diana, In Her Own Words. It premieres Monday, August 14th, 9-8 Central on National Geographic. When you listen to and when you see these interviews, when you see her speaking, what is the sense that you get? especially in terms of her and her awareness of her place as a public person. I mean, how does she deal with, how does she speak about all of the publicity, all of the coverage, and the contrast between how she is covered and herself as an individual in the real world?
Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating point, in that she had a very low self-esteem. People thought that she was this glamour girl, and but when she grew up, her parents were divorced at a very young age, and even though she felt like something special would come her way, which she talks about in the interviews that we use as narration in the film, she really didn't know why people were so fascinated by her early on. And she talks about that. She doesn't, one of the lines in the film that particularly stands out is the public side was very different than the private side of her life, and that people thought that they wanted a fairy princess, and she would touch them and everything would turn to gold, but yet they didn't know that the individual, Diana, was crucifying herself inside, because why me? Why all this publicity? She just never understood it. She understood that whomever married Prince Charles would be, someone who would fascinate the public, but not to the point where, she literally became the most hunted woman on the planet by the media, especially the paparazzi. So one of the things that, viewers will take away from this that I did, that I was completely unaware of, was how self-reflective she was. These tapes were made when she was 31 years old, so it was a particular time in her life when